I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
It's an intriguing story because the response in social media is unbelievable. I think it's up over 16 million views. And all. He puts together this video of this five-mile walk. You know, and I think he's trying to hide behind the idea. And some of the people supporting this are saying, well, he's trying to stop bullying. Shouldn't we be stopping bullying? I get it. People are upset that we have a lot of snowflakes out there, a lot of people that want to tell every parent what to do. I get that. But is the response to have a guy who goes haywire, makes the daughter walk 5 miles in 36-degree temperatures, and then puts it up on social media? And is America just watching this like it's a car wreck? Or are they watching it because they think it's great parenting? Now, a lot of people are sharing it, too. As I said, it's over 500,000 shares. These are really healthy numbers. Is it just it's a gag, it's on social media, and a lot of stuff that's funny or whatever, people watch it? Well, there's a lot of people that are supporting it. They're already defending this dad shouldn't be stopped. He's sending a message. This is the way you discipline. Now, I happen to think this discipline's cockamamie, but I don't think it's abusive. I think he has a right to do it as a parent. And I'd let other parents alone and what they want to do. But if you ask me if, hey, do you think that's, no, I'll give you my opinion. I have a right to say that. But it doesn't mean I should curtail what a dad wants to do. But what about public shaming? Are you a believer in that? There's a difference. Meaning this little girl, age 10, will be out there. Her name will come up. Social media, that's a lot of people that have seen this. Well, now she's going to learn her lesson. We're going to publicly shame her. Isn't discipline, isn't doing stuff with your kids and these tough types of things, if you're going to administer tough discipline, isn't that a private matter? Isn't that the way you do it? Isn't that the way that it's effective? You're not doing it to put on a show and say, look at me, I'm striking a blow here with the kid because of all these snowflakes. You do it because you think of this as a way to imprint a lesson about an area. This little girl's twice now had this difficulty. I don't think you bully her in order to make a point about bullying. You try to develop empathy along with the punishment. Yeah, that's fine. 855-839-1210. You get a line. She has been suspended. Can't take the school bus because of the bullying. 5 mile walk is severe enough, though. Yeah, let's go for a 5 mile walk in 36 degree weather. Now, it's not below zero or anything, but what I'm saying is it's not temperate conditions, and 5 miles for a 10-year-old kid takes a while, is tiring. I don't know, the temperature out today, yesterday was a little bit cold. I don't know if it was 36. Yeah, it may have been at some points. Think about it. And you're walking 5 miles. You get hit with a wind and everything else. That's severe punishment. Will that stick with the kid? Why the need? Is this part of the reason why some people are turned off the social media? You know, the idea that anything in the world's put up there. There's no privacy. That's my family. I'm going to put it up there. Shouldn't there be a zone? You don't do it with your kid. All right, 855-839-1210. You'll get in AT&T and Verizon Wireless. You push pound 1210. Do you like what this dad did? It's not just the punishment, but it's also the public shaming part. That'll teach her. And I don't think we need to be revolted by the one side that we do stupid stuff on the other side of discipline, right? Does that balance out then? We're so revolted by the snowflake stuff that we throw it around and we say, good, finally somebody's doing something here. Do you think the punishment fits the crime? Or the crime fits the punishment, the bullying, to be publicly shamed across the internet with 16 million people plus. Let's go to Carol in Warrington on Talk Radio 1210. Hello, Carol. Welcome in.
Thank you. I love your show.
Thank you, Carol.
Listening to this, I saw the video yesterday.
Yes.
And growing up as a kid who was tremendously bullied on the school bus.
Okay.
When I heard about this, I thought, wow, somebody's sending a message, first of all, that bullying will not be tolerated. But further than that, when the school kicks the kid off the school bus, he's punishing the parent. The parent now has to drive the kid to school.
Okay.
So I think the punishment is suitable. That school bus is a privilege. Now, what are you going to do? You lost it. I'm not going to drive you. And he did break it down over 3 days. So I think the punishment was suitable.
Well, how about the why the need, though, to publicly shame in front of 16 million people?
Well, let's talk about it this way. How would we have known that someone was taking such a stand about privileges and bullying? I know, I thought about it, too. I never would post something like that on
Well, we wouldn't, media. But I don't think you use your kid to make a stand for America. I think it's personal, and you're trying to reach her. You're not trying to send a message for everybody out there in America. You don't public shaming, to me, is out of bounds.
You know what? I agree with you on that. It's a little over the top, but as far as the punishment, I think it's very suitable. I don't think that kid will ever bully again, and she'll realize when she gets on that school bus that she loses the privilege, she might be walking to school. So,
all right, fair enough. Have a nice weekend, Carol. But the public shaming part, though, you can't just go past. It's the key. You know, all right, so we wouldn't have known that somebody did that. Okay, so we don't know that. You know, you may want to continue to do that yourself. Do you need to be inspired by the stat? I think the punishment is over the top, but it's within reason. Each parent can make their own decision about what they think is appropriate to punish. The social media part, though, you can't go filming this and putting it out there with a 10-year-old girl. There are other difficulties with that. I mean, God knows who's looking at this video. God knows what type of things come out. I think you got to be protective of the kid's privacy and your own privacy. You do what you think you ought to do as a parent. You follow the kid. Hopefully she learns the lesson. Hopefully this is enough. But you don't, I don't know, rub the nose in it. You don't. Public shaming is not a good thing to do. I don't think it's effective. It's overkill. I don't think people learn from that. I mean, they may learn fear from it, and they may not want it. You're right. You know, but just like if you shock somebody, I guess they would. But long term, is that the type of thing you would say as a parent, you know? This is good parenting. This guy wasn't going to take it with bullying. So not only does he come up with this punishment, but then he lets the world know it. That way she knows that the whole world's watching her now. I don't know. I don't know how horrific this little girl is. I'm looking at a 10-year-old. I can't imagine what the bullying was on the school bus and what she did. Probably mean stuff, mean girl stuff. I get it. And you want to be vigilant on that. That's a problem. That's a thing to deal with. Not a good quality to having a kid at 10. What are they going to be like at 16? Absolutely. And sometimes you have to take drastic measures, like making her walk to school. But that aside, you can't be filming this and putting it out there before America. And America is lapping this up. So do you think America's lapping it up, as I said, because it's just an anomaly? It's like a car crash. Wow, look at this. Look at this maniac. Are they saying, you know what? We need more of this. You know, I wonder if you're going to hear people bringing this up as examples. Good. Finally, somebody is fighting back. Finally, somebody's actually disciplining their kid. In my day, you know, remember we went through this with, I was thinking about him because when he went 90 yards against the Eagles on Monday night, Adrian Peterson. Daddy Peterson's going to get a switch off a tree and be hitting you with it. And people said, you know what, maybe this is not a good idea. And so did the NFL, if you remember, some of the stuff that went on with that. And there are people that are always going to say, hey, it was done to me, so we haven't evolved. No, there are lines. We've evolved that there are lines that you shouldn't cross, and we need them to protect kids. I would give a wide berth, though, to this stuff. Even the dad with the 5 miles and the 36-degree weather, I'd give a wide berth to that. But I don't give a wide berth if you're publicly shaming a kid. Have you ever witnessed that? You know, where somebody publicly in front of people is shaming the kid. And again, I still would give a berth to that, but I'd be tempted to say something. Even though I tell Ro all the time, you can't say anything there, no matter how polite, it's just going to end badly. You can't do it. The only time you intervene is if somebody is just physically pummeling a kid, then yeah, that's a line that's crossed. But otherwise, with a parent disciplining a kid, boy, you really are getting in the middle of something that's not going to end well. 855-839-1210. In this case, though, 16 million views, about 500,000 shares. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, you push pound 1210. Is public shaming, though, the remedy now? America's mad, and rightfully so, because you have all these people telling you you can't do this as a parent and then wondering why kids grow up without discipline. I get that. But you don't say stupid stuff like she bullied, so I'll bully her publicly. You're the adult. This is not the way that you get at this problem. Is it? Is that the way you discipline? Have you viewed this? Have you seen it? And I guess it's kind of like eye candy. People watch it because, you know, it's stuff, anything on the internet that starts to go viral, there's a reason. It's just something to kill time and watch. Let's go to Eileen in Brookhaven. She's on Talk Radio 1210. Hey, Eileen, good morning.
Good morning. You're going to love this story. My son, when he was 13 years old, was going to a very special needs school.
Right.
For kids that, you know what I mean, the pain in the butts. So he had a friend who got a cab to school every day, and he decided he wanted a cab to school every day. So he took his goal sheet, he wrapped it in with a firecracker, and he let it off on the way home from school. Of course, the bus driver had to pull over, yada, yada, yada.
Wow, yeah, sure.
I had a group meeting with everybody the next day. My son was suspended, and then they said, we want him to take a cab to school every day.
Oh,
and I said,
yeah.
I said, no, I need him to learn a lesson.
Right.
So the next day, when he was off of suspension, I woke him up in the morning. I left all my pajamas. I had all my robe and my fuzzy pink slippers. I made a pot of coffee, I had him have breakfast, and when the bus came to pick him up, I went outside, and I went to the bus driver. And
yikes, going out there in the pink slippers, that's what I'm thinking, whoa.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, believe me, it gets worse. I told her, now remember, these are special needs kids, so they had to stop at everyone's house to pick them up individually. So I told the bus driver, I will follow her to every house. And if he does anything, I'll pick him up and I'll take him home. Well, every time I walked by the school bus, he sank a little lower in the seat. And by the fifth home that we stopped at, and I got out and I walked up, I asked her if everything was okay. She smiled and said yes. The seventh house, I went and I stopped at the
right.
mirror. And I told him, I said, do I need to follow you like this all the way to school? He got, no, Mom. Oh, please, Mom, don't do this. Don't do it. I said, all right, well, I'll tell you what. I'll go home now. I'm going to go back to bed. If I get a phone call and I have to come to get you at school, I'm showing up just as you see me now. I called off work today. I'm going to make sure you never try another prank like that again.
Well, good. I would advise have your hair in curlers, too. That might be the ultimate thing. All right. You got some people agreeing with the dad, 855-839-1210. I get it. Her punishment there, she follows it. She's going to monitor it. She's exerting that pressure. That's much different than what happened here. But you go with social media.
Tom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.